visit JacoboReviews.com. The Jacobo Reviews are proud to collaborate with key corporate partners to raise funds for organizations doing great work in our community. Throughout the game, be on the lookout for double plays, strikeouts, home runs, and final victories. For every homer hit by the Reviews players this season, ProVet and the Reviews are donating $50 to Habitat for Humanity. After each double play made by our home team favorites, the Reviews and Canada Electric will each donate $25 to Set My Shift. When you see a Rainier's pitcher throw that third strike, know that the Tacoma Rainier's and Fred Meyer will each donate $10 to Northwest Artists. And for each Rainier's home win, Park Services will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project. To all our partners, thank you for your commitment to our city. Please direct your attention to the field for a special reenlistment ceremony. Sergeant Jonathan Cox is an active duty stationed at Joint Base Lewis McChord. He will be reenlisting for 5 years by the Secretary of Special Staff, Major Brian Brandon. He is joined by his family, friends, and soldiers of the 593rd Expeditionary Sustainment Command.
Let's see that pitch.
Fans, give it up one more time for Jesse Bartlett. It's time for you now to start a lineup for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. Back first, designated hitter number 11, Jonah Fry. Back second, center fielder number 1, Connor Payton. Back third baseman, number 13, Jordan Dion. Back fourth, right fielder number 12, Cody Thompson. Back fifth, second baseman, number 18, Zach Gilan. Back sixth, first baseman, number 23, Jeremy Garcia. Back seventh, left fielder, number 7, Trent Brooks. Back eighth, shortstop, number 2, Tyler Wade. Back ninth, catcher, number 25, and starting pitcher tonight, number 38, Adam Oliver.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Las Vegas Aviators, AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. It is game 3 of a 6-game series. It's been all Rainiers so far, winning the first two games, although both very close games, one-run victories for the Rainiers. In fact, identical scores of Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4, in each of the first two games of this series, with the Rainiers getting the win last night in extra innings when Cade Marlowe singled after three straight walks and brought in the winning run to give the Rainiers a walk-off victory, their second one of the year here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma is on a 4-game win streak. The Rainiers have pulled within one game of first place. They're playing today's game, however, without manager John Russell, who has left the team for the remainder of the week because his son, his youngest son, is graduating from high school this week in Bradenton, Florida. So Russell left to go attend his son's high school graduation. Filling in for him is Lewis Boyd, who is the Seattle Mariners minor league field coordinator, a guy who organizes a lot of things in the organization. And he has formerly managed at Class A Everett before. He's in town. He's going to manage these four games here through the rest of the Las Vegas series. On the mound for the Red Ears is a pitcher who is older than manager Lewis Boyd. It's left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone, 3-1 this year with a 2.70 ERA. He makes his seventh start of the season today. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Adam Aller, who's 1-1 with a 1.80 ERA in just three appearances for Vegas, 10 total innings. He began the year in the major leagues with the Oakland A's. So Adam Aller on the hill for Las Vegas, Tommy Malone for the Red Ears. Well, we did have a roster move today. We'll get you caught up on that when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
The Tacoma right here is taking on the Las Vegas Aviators tonight, game 3 of this 6-game series. It's also game 3 of a 12-game homestand. The right ears are home through this weekend, are off on Monday, and then the homestand continues Tuesday through Sunday of next week when the Sacramento Rivercats come to town. So lots of baseball here in the Pacific Northwest right now, and great weather tonight and in the immediate forecast as well. Well, the Red Ears had a roster move for today. Jacob Nottingham, the catcher, has been traded for future considerations to the San Francisco Giants organization. He's going to report to Sacramento, who coincidentally is coming to Tacoma next week. So Nottingham, unless something happens between now and then, could very well be in the visitor's dugout here at Cheney Stadium next week. So Nottingham moved to the Giants organization. They have a catching need. The Mariners just picked up Pedro Severino and added him to the Red Ears roster yesterday. And now Nottingham has moved on. To take his spot on the roster, Pat Valaika has been activated once again. He was inactive for 2 days, but active again. So Valaika on the lineup card and available in tonight's game. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when we come back after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland A's affiliate managed by Fran Reardon. They're 21-26 on the year. Leading off for Vegas, designated hitter Jonah Bride. Batting second, center fielder Connor Capel. Hitting third and playing third base is Jordan Diaz. Cody Thomas bats cleanup. He's in right field. Hitting fifth, the second baseman Zach Geloff. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Dermis Garcia. Batting seventh and playing left field is Trenton Brooks. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Tyler Wade. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Kyle McCann. On the mound, Adam Aller. For the Red Ears, who are 23-24 and have interim manager Lewis Boyd here for the next couple of days. And he's going to lead off with Mason McCoy at shortstop. Batting second and playing right field is Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, doing the catching, Brian O'Keefe. Mike Ford bats cleanup. He's the designated hitter. Hitting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Batting sixth is center fielder Zach DeLoach. Hitting seventh, left fielder Jack Larson. Batting eighth is first baseman Colin Moran. And hitting ninth, second baseman Cesar Hernandez. Tommy Malone on the hill, 3-1, 2.70. Umpires, Jose Matamoros is behind the plate. He's the crew chief. Luis Hernandez is at first and Dexter Kelly at third. It's Tacoma and Vegas in the game three. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators here at Cheney Stadium on a beautiful Thursday evening. Not a cloud in sight as these two teams are ready to go. Tommy Malone's first pitch is a fastball at the knees, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. A little breeze blowing in from center field here. As the 0-1 to Jonah Bride is in there for a called strike at the D's. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Malone right out of the gate firing strikes. Here's the 0-2 to Bride, and it is up high for a ball. Malone making his seventh start for the Red Ears. 3-1, 2.70 ERA. 30 innings pitched, 25 hits allowed. Has struck out 26 and walked 12. His next pitch is low for a ball. 2-2. He's a 36-year-old southpaw from the L.A. area and out of USC. Great baseball program there over the years. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards center field. DeLoach lining it up, and he's under it, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the top of the first inning. Tommy Malone gets Jonah Bride to fly out to center field. And now Connor Capel will be the batter. Malone operates with a fastball in the mid to upper 80s on the gun, a tremendous changeup, and really, really good command of his pitches, which is the key to his success. Connor Capel batting 276, left-hand hitter, and Malone starts him off with a pitch down low for a ball. A little fastball there. Now the Actually, they called that a strike, pardon me. This one is going to miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. We're using the automated ball strike system today. Tomorrow we'll go to the challenge system. So now the 1-1 is a breaking ball over for a strike, 1-2. Nice curveball there from Malone. Big story today on ESPN.com about the automated ball strike system and what's happening at AAA. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Capel goes down swinging at the Tommy Malone curve, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. And now Jonathan Diaz will be the batter. Malone in his last start was limited to just four innings and 57 pitches in Albuquerque. Despite allowing only one run, he came out early. So here's one outside to Diaz, and Rainier's manager John Russell said it was just load management, having him have a lighter outing. So now the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. Malone is a guy who could get called up at any moment's notice to make a start for the M's. It's already happened once this year. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Now here comes his 2-1 pitch, and it's a little bit high, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Diaz. Diaz just returned from the big leagues yesterday and had two hits in his first game back in AAA. He swings and misses, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Malone gets the signal from O'Keefe. And here's the 3-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. There's the changeup, and down goes Jordan Diaz to wrap up the top of the first inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts for Tommy Malone. We go to the bottom of the first. Vegas nothing, Tacoba coming to the plate.
Rainier's Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Vegas does not score at the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. Mason McCoy in the leadoff spot. Cade Marlowe and Brian O'Keefe also do up this inning. Adam Aller on the hill, O-L-L-E-R, Aller. And he's ready to face McCoy in the pitch. Is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Aller began this year with Oakland as a middle reliever and did make one spot start for the A's as well. His pitch to McCoy is fouled away. He pitched 19 and two-thirds innings in the majors in nine appearances in April and early May. And after a 1-1 record with a 10.07 ERA, he was optioned to AAA Vegas. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. And Aller, since joining Vegas, has made three appearances, all out of the bullpen, but all pre-scheduled long relief appearances where he's gone three or four innings. So here's a fastball inside to McCoy. So this is the first game for Aller since returning to AAA, in which he has been tabbed to start it. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch swung on and hit in the air towards left center field into the gap. Brooks on the run. He can't get it, and neither can Capel. It's going to be extra bases for McCoy, and he'll just cruise into second base with a leadoff double at the bottom of the first inning. Mason McCoy with a fly ball to left center, just perfectly splitting the outfielders. So McCoy has his ninth double of the season. And he's been warming up at the plate recently. Started on the last road trip in Albuquerque and now has a couple of hits on this homestand as he's in scoring position for Cade Marlowe, who had the game-winning hit in the 10th inning last night. And he swings and fouls one away. And there's strike one. Marlowe hitting 264 with three homers, 18 runs batted in. Next pitch is taken for a called strike. And Marlowe's behind in the count. The game-winning hit in the 10th yesterday, part of a three-hit game for Marlowe. He was 3-for-6, had two doubles, the game-winning single, and he drove in two runs. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Aller's fastball cracking the mitt of catcher Kyle McCann at 93 miles per hour. Now the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it bounces away from McCann, and McCoy will take third base on the wild pitch. So Mason McCoy moves up to third as that pitch was down in the dirt to Marlowe, and the catcher, Kyle McCann, had it bounce a few feet away from him towards the first base dugout, the Vegas dugout here at Cheney Stadium. So now McCoy's at third, no one out, and it looks like Vegas is bringing the infield in the first inning. 2-2 to Marlowe, swung on and pulled into right. That is going to drop for a base hit, and scoring is McCoy, and the Red Ears are on the board just like that. Two batters into the bottom of the first inning. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas nothing. Cade Marlowe singles in another run. And that's his 19th run batted in for Tacoma. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And the pitch to O'Keefe is inside with a fastball. O'Keefe's average at 250 on the dot with 9 homers, 28 runs batted in, 363 on base percentage. Now the 1-0 from Aller is swung on, grounded towards short slowly. Wade has it, feeds Geloff. There's one on to first. The throw is offline, and it pulls Garcia off the bag, and O'Keefe is safe. So they get just the one out on Marlowe. Slowly hit ball. A sharp grounder hit in that spot is an easy double play, but because it was slowly hit, the pivot man, Geloff, had to rush his turn and throw to first base, and it caused him to throw offline to first and pull the first baseman off the bag. Here's Mike Ford with O'Keefe at first and two outs. And Ford lifts one high in the sky down the right field line. Chasing is Thomas near the foul line into foul territory, and he makes the catch, and that's the second out of the inning. So Ford fouls out to the right fielder going after the first pitch. O'Keefe remains at first base. Now there are two outs, and Jake Shiner is the hitter. Shiner had a big hit last night, a game-tying RBI double in the bottom of the ninth inning. Good game last night, as long as he didn't mind all the walks. So now the pitch is outside for a ball. Rainier's hitters drew 12 walks last night, and they were instrumental in the comeback and in the 10th inning rally. One-oh pitch to Shiner, and it is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Good hitter's count here for Shiner. Aller with his pitch, and it's swung on and pulled to left field. It's deep, and Brooks is going towards the corner. This ball is fair, and it is gone. Jake Schiner with a two-run homer down the left field line, his team leading 14th of the year. The Red Deers take a 3-0 lead here at the bottom of the first inning. Schiner pulled this down the left field line. It became pretty clear that it was going to have the distance, and the question was going to be fair or foul, and it stayed fair. And the Red Deers have a three-run rally here in the first. That's fair by probably 5 or 10 feet. So Schiner with his 14th homer of the year, and he's up to 39 runs batted in. And now the pitch is fouled off by Zach Deloach, and that is strike one. Schiner's 14 homers leads the Red Deers. It's also second in the Pacific Coast League behind Joe Adell, who has 17 for Salt Lake. Here's one down low to Deloach. One ball, one strike. Schiner has hit 8 of his 14 homers here at Cheney Stadium, as here's a foul tip by Deloach. One-two pitch inside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two, swung on, bounced towards first. That's fielded by Darmis Garcia, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Red Deers get three, though. Three runs at the bottom of the first inning on three hits. There were no errors and no one left, and we go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Red Deers lead 3-0 after one inning of play. We go to the second here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone on the mound. Retired to the side in order of the first, so the cleanup hitter Cody Thomas leads off the second for Las Vegas. Left-hand batter. Malone's into his motion, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Thomas hitting 300 on the nose for Vegas with 11 homers, 50 runs batted in, leads the league and runs batted in. He passed Tacoma's Mike Ford in the first game of this series on Tuesday. So Malone throws a strike, 1-1 now. Next pitch in there for a strike, fastball at the knees and on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air foul down the third baseline. Elevated fastball there from Malone. Now the 1-2, check swing tapper in front of the plate, not an easy play. Picked up by O'Keefe, throws to first just in time to get Cody Thomas on a close play. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. Little tapper in front of the plate that really went just about halfway to the mound, so it became either player's ball, Malone or O'Keefe. But Malone's a lefty, so if he had picked it up, he would have had to spin 180 degrees to throw to first, whereas O'Keefe, a right-handed player, was able to pick it up and throw to first more easily. And he made the play. Pitch to Geloff is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is fouled away. No balls, two strikes. Now here's one in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Geloff. Got his first taste of AAA late last season. And this year has been with Vegas for the whole year, although he did open the season on the injured list. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the Malone changeup, and he gets Geloff swinging, and that is the third strikeout of this game for Malone already. And now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. When the Red Airs played in Las Vegas the last week of April, six-game series, there's always a starter who starts the first game of the series and then also starts the last game of the series with the five-man rotation. Now the pitch is swung on and drilled by Garcia deep and gone to left field. No doubt about this one. Dermis Garcia launches one onto the deck in left field for his eighth homer of the season. Vegas is on the scoreboard. It is now Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1. That was a no-doubter from contact. Garcia launching one over the head of left fielder Jack Larson, who barely bothered to turn and look at it. Now Trenton Brooks is the hitter. So Malone was the pitcher who faced Vegas twice in the single series at the end of April. So his pitch to Brooks is a breaking ball that is a check swing, and he went. That's strike one, says third base umpire Dexter Kelly. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Malone started the only two games the Rainiers won in that Las Vegas series in April, the first and sixth games, as Tacoma went 2-4 down there. Here's one up high for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch coming, down low. Two balls, two strikes to Brooks. Two-two is swung on and hit in the air towards center field. DeLoach lining this one up a few steps towards left center, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Vegas, though, does get a run on one hit. The Dermis Garcia homer. There were no errors, no one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers lead 3-1 over Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jack Larson, Colin Moran, and Cesar Hernandez to bat here at the bottom of the second inning. Larson hitting .289 in 14 games, 45 at-bats, has drawn 13 walks, most of them in the last 2 days. Here's a pitch up and away for a ball. The first two games of this series, Las Vegas has walked Larson 3 times in each of them. So he has 6 walks in the last 2 games. He takes this one up high, ball two. I'm starting to get a feeling that I think I know what's going to happen in this at-bat. Two and zero, the count. And the next pitch to Larson is a swing and a pop-up foul into the seats on the third base side. It's right in front of the booth. No one knows where the ball is. I love it when this happens. It's hidden under a seat somewhere, and people are climbing all over the seats looking for the baseball, and someone got it, Aaron. Next pitch is ball three. 3-1 to Larson. Three-one pitch is in there for a called strike. 3-2. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2 to Larson. So here comes the full count pitch from Aller to Jack Larson. And it's inside, ball four, another walk. Pretty insane. He's walked 7 times in this series. In 10 plate appearances. He's 1-for-3. He has a... No, he's 2-for-3. He has a single, a double, and a ground out, and 7 walks in this series against Las Vegas. Here's the pitch to Colin Moran, and he fouls one off, strike one. Moran getting his first start in this series. Had a couple of hits in the Albuquerque series last week. 2-for-6 down there, and he takes this pitch up high for a ball. Moran making the start at first base today. One-one pitch is swung on, and that's lined into center field, but right at Capel, who makes the catch, barely having to move, and that's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Moran's been doing a lot of that when he's in there this year, hitting the ball hard right at defensive players. He's had some bad luck that way. So one out, runner at first, and now Cesar Hernandez is the hitter. He's hitting .262 with a .437 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left. A pickoff move by Aller, and back in safely is Larson. Now the pitch to Hernandez is taken outside for a ball. Hernandez, longtime major league starting everyday second baseman who is playing AAA ball for his first time since 2014 this year. And he swings and foul, tips one at the plate. One ball, one strike to Cesar Hernandez. Next pitch, down low for a ball. 2-1. And now a swing and a miss at the Aller fastball. So that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high, ball three. So full count to Cesar Hernandez. Mason McCoy's on deck. The runner is Larson. The 3-2 pitch is up and away, ball four. And there is the second walk of the inning. Aller didn't walk anyone in the first when the Red Deers scored three runs. Now he has walked two in the second, and here comes the pitching coach, Brian Corey, out to go talk to Adam Aller as Mason McCoy gets ready to hit. The Red Deers drew 12 walks last night, as we mentioned earlier, and they do lead the Pacific Coast League in drawing walks. .283 walks drawn in 47 games coming into this one. It's an average of just about six walks per game that the Rainiers draw. Conference on the mound, broken up. And we've talked about this in previous broadcasts, but walks are up across the Pacific Coast League by about 25% this year because the automated strike zone is smaller this year than it was last year. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Mason McCoy. Last year it was 19 inches wide, and they shortened it to 17 inches wide this year, which is the actual width of home plate. Last year they gave an inch on each side. So here's a pitch that is outside of the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to McCoy. So 1-1 to McCoy. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. McCoy's double last inning went to left center. He takes a breaking ball outside, and that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. Aller waits while McCoy steps out for a moment. Larson at second, Hernandez at first, and the 2-2 pitch is coming to McCoy. And it's a called strike three, and that is the second out of the inning. McCoy goes down looking. And Aller has his first strikeout of the evening. Here comes Cade Marlowe, who has heated up at the plate these last 2 days. Now four hits in his last seven at-bats. He looks out towards Aller, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Yeah, the 0-1. And that misses. One ball, one strike. One pitch, swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball there from Aller. 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, another breaking ball from Aller, and he gets Marlowe swinging, and he was able to close out the inning. Aller was with back-to-back strikeouts of McCoy and Marlowe. So the Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two left. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, we go to the third inning. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 1. And Tommy Malone on the mound. First pitch to Tyler Wade is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. A defensive change for the Red Ears. Marlowe, after striking out in the to end the second inning. And he has come out of the game. And he's still in the dugout. You can see him standing on the top row, but he is out of this game. And Pat Valleca has taken his spot. Here's a pitch outside to Wade. Valleca has gone to left field, and Jack Larson has moved to Marlowe's spot of right field. Next pitch misses, ball three. So the outfield is now Valleca, Deloach, and Larson, left to right. And Valleca in the two-hole in the lineup. 3-1 pitch misses, a hair low, I suppose, and that's ball four. And Wade has a leadoff walk in the third inning for Las Vegas. First walk issued by Tommy Malone today. Now Kyle McCann is the batter. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. Deloach into the alley, looking up, and this ball is gone. It's a two-run homer to left center field for Kyle McCann as that ball just kept on flying, and we are all tied up 3-3. That ball really carried towards left center field off the bat of McCann as he has just hit his fourth home run of the season. And the Aviators have evened it up using the homers of Dermis Garcia last inning. And now the two-run shot here by Kyle McCann to left center. And now the lineup turns over and Jonah Bride is the hitter. He homered last night for Vegas. And he takes a pitch down low for a ball. Bride flied out to center field earlier. 1-0 pitch is bounced towards the shortstop McCoy, ranging to his left. He has it, and he throws out Bride at first base, and one man's gone at the top of the third inning. So Bride grounds out to shortstop. And now Connor Capel is the hitter. Well, the Red Ears got three at the bottom of the first, but now Las Vegas has tied it up. Pitches down low for a ball. Now a swing and a towering shot down the right field line, hooking, and it goes foul. And the Rainiers are thankful for that. One pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. From Malone, swung on, fouled away on the third base side. Over for a look is Shiner, but this is back in the seats and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. So now the 2-2 count. And it's a swing and a little roller foul on the third base side. Capel has to get a new bat after that last foul ball. Apparently cracked his stick. So he is back to the batter's box now. One out, top of the third inning. We're tied up 3-3. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Swing and a foul back again. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it is low and away, ball three. Malone with the two home runs allowed here tonight. First time this season he's allowed two homers in one game. So here's a swing and a foul that just got the plate umpire Matamoros square on the face mask. And O'Keefe immediately turns around and checks on him. And now the other umpires come down the lines from first and third to check on the plate umpire. And now the Las Vegas Aviators trainer is going to go take a look at Matamoros. And he's actually pointing at his mask like he might have a problem with his mask. And the Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney's on the scene. It's just a foul straight back, and it hit Matamoros right on the what looked like the chin area of his face mask. And he seems to be all right, and I guess the mask is going to continue to work too. Matamoros, the crew chief of this trio of AAA umpires. Well, we're ready for this plate appearance to continue. Still 3-2 to Connor Capel with one out and no one on base. Top of the third inning, tie game here between Tacoma and Las Vegas. And Malone's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Connor Capel, and there's the second out here in the top of the third inning. Malone strikes out Capel for his second time in this game. And that's the fourth strikeout for Malone. And now Jordan Diaz is the hitter. Diaz struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Now Malone rocks and delivers the 1-0, and this is low ball two. Pitch coming, and it is swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield, and Cesar Hernandez, the second baseman, will make the catch, and that does it for Diaz and the Aviators at the top of the third inning. But they tie it up. A couple of runs on one hit, the Kyle McCann two-run homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 3.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
3-3 tie between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Brian O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Jake Scheiner to bat this inning for the Red Ears, who scored three in the bottom of the first, but now we're tied. So O'Keefe stands in. He bounced out his first time up, and he takes a strike from Adam Aller. 0-1 the count. O'Keefe looking out towards this righty, and the pitch is a fastball in there at the knees. First strike, and the count moves to 0-2. Aller typically goes three or four innings this year, and he's thrown 47 pitches now in two plus as he now misses outside to O'Keefe. His pitch counts have not gone higher than 59 since joining Las Vegas at the beginning of this month. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Keefe is the first out here at the bottom of the third inning. So that's strikeout number three. And now Mike Ford is the hitter. Ford fouled out earlier. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is swung on and roped to right field. A line shot, deep and gone. Mike Ford with a rocket of a home run to right field. A laser beam for his 11th of the year. And the Red Ears have regained the lead 4-3. That liner got out of here in a split second. Absolutely roped to right field. And I'm looking forward to seeing the exit velocity on this one. Just cranked to right. So Ford puts Tacoma back out in front. It's a home run night here at Cheney Stadium. Each team with two homers, and we're only in the third inning. All but one of the seven runs in this game have scored on a homer. Now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Now the next pitch is taken for a called strike, and it goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the pitch is outside. 1-2. And now a check swing, and he went. That's strike three, and there's the second out of the inning. All right, the numbers are in. Ford's homer, the exit velocity off the bat, 112 miles per hour. That is an extremely hard hit ball right there. Deloach now settling in. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Deloach with an 11-game hitting streak coming into this one, and he's 0-for-1 so far. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a change. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the next delivery is inside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Deloach. And he takes outside ball three. Deloach had the go-ahead hit in the series opener on Tuesday. 3-1 pitch swing and a miss at a fastball. 94 on the gun from Haller. So three balls and two strikes the count to Deloach. And the payoff is inside ball four, and he'll head down to first base. His hitting streak still at 11, yet to be extended tonight, but he has now reached base in 13 straight games as he draws the free pass here with two outs. Third walk issued by Aller tonight. Now Larson stands in. He walked earlier, and he takes a strike. Oh, and won the count. And this next pitch is outside.
Number 38, Harris.
1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Jack Larson. Now swinging a chopper to first. One big bounce to Darmis Garcia. He takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. But the Red Deers take the lead with the Mike Ford solo homer that flew out of here at 112 miles per hour. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one left. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma leads Las Vegas 4-3. Cody Thomas leading off. He had the first pitch from Tommy Malone is fouled off. And that is strike one. The Red Deers have realigned their defense, moving players around, but not putting anyone new in the game. So here's a swing and a fly to right field. This has a chance. Larson back. He's going to have room, though, right at the edge of the track. And he makes the catch, and Thomas is the first out here at the top of the fourth inning. They have now moved Pat Valleca from left field to first base, moved Colin Moran from first base to third base, and moved Jake Shiner from third base to left field. And it seems like they may be after the top of the third when Marlowe came out and they just stuck Valleca in left field, they reconsidered. Here's another deep drive to left field, and this is back, and it is gone. A solo homer for Zach Geloff on the first pitch he sees. And we are now tied up again. It's 4-4, and the ball continues to fly out of Cheney Stadium tonight. Tommy Malone had allowed only three home runs all season, and tonight that total has doubled, and it's only the fourth inning. Zach Geloff with his fourth home run of the season. A fly ball to left. Now Darmis Garcia is the batter. He jumped on the first pitch he saw in the second inning and hit it out. That was the first Vegas home run of the night, and the pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. So both teams hitting it out of the ballpark tonight. Next pitch misses for a ball. 2-0. Now this one is a swing and a miss. 2-1. And a swing and a foul tip for strike two. 2-2. Well, the parent clubs of the Aviators and Raiders are playing one another 30 miles north at T-Mobile Park. Mariners taking on the Oakland A's. Sears one down low to Garcia. And that game is tied 2-2 in the sixth inning. And it's not quite the home run derby we're having here, but the Mariners have scored both their runs on solo homers hit by Ty France. In fact, Oakland got their two runs on a two-run homer that was hit by Seth Brown. So every run in that game is also a result of a home run. Seven of the eight runs in this game have been on homers. 3-2 pitch. Hit of the air to shallow right. In comes Larson towards the foul line. In fair territory, he squeezes it for the out. Garcia is retired and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. And that'll bring Trenton Brooks to the plate. Brooks flied out to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is hit in the air to left, and here we have another drive that's deep, but Shiner is going to have room, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track for the final out in the top of the fourth inning. Vegas ties it up, though, on the homer by Geloff. One run on one hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Tacoma Rainiers and Las Vegas Aviators are tied up. Colin Moran set to lead things off here. He'll be followed by Cesar Hernandez and Mason McCoy. And the first pitch to Moran is sprayed into center field for a line drive base hit to center, and he's aboard for the Rainiers with a leadoff single. That's Tacoma's fifth hit of this game. We've had eight hits in this game, and five of them have been homers. The Aviators have only three hits, all homers. Here's Cesar Hernandez batting left, and he foul tips one at the plate. There's strike one. Hernandez walked his first time up. We'll take a look at what's going on around the Pacific Coast League. Should note first, though, that Vegas does have bullpen activity going for the first time tonight. And here's a pitch inside to, well, they called that a strike, I guess, to Hernandez. So 0-2 the count. Now that was a ball. Count is indeed... Well, now 1-2 to Hernandez. And this pitch is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. The top team in the league, Oklahoma City, took a rare loss yesterday in 10 innings at Sacramento, 6-5. Only the second time Oklahoma City has lost in their last 14 games. 2-2 pitches fouled away, still 2-2. Sacramento tied the game 5-5 in the eighth inning when they got a three-run homer from their catcher, Ricardo Henoves. Now the 2-2 is swung on and bounced towards second. Gobbled up by Geloff, goes to Wade for one. On to first, there's two. They turn two on Cesar Hernandez, and that erases the base runner. Two outs, no one on now for Mason McCoy. So they went to the 10th, and Sacramento tied 5-5, and Nick Avila for Sacramento tossed a scoreless top of the 10th inning, escaping the automatic jam with the runner at second. And then Sacramento won in the bottom of the 10th on a walk-off RBI single by David Villar. So here's one outside for a ball to McCoy. So that was a good win at home for Sacramento last night, tying it in the 8th. Winning it in the 10th against the best team in the league. They're three games under 500. They're the Rainiers' next opponent. We haven't seen them yet this season. So here's one up and in to McCoy. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, no one on. Two balls, no strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to McCoy. And here comes the pitch, and it is outside, ball three. Now the 3-1. Popped up foul behind the plate. McCann can't get this one. It's in the seats. Full count, 3-2. Albuquerque beat Round Rock last night 10-6. Ellerice Montero was 3-for-5 with a homer and three runs batted in to lead the Albuquerque attack. Three-two pitch coming to McCoy. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, a slider, and they got him. And McCoy has struck out to wrap up the fourth inning. That's Aller's fifth strikeout of the game. Right here's do not score the fourth. No runs on a hit and no one left. And we go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoba 4, Las Vegas 4.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
4-4 tie. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tommy Malone on the mound. He'll face Tyler Wade, Kyle McCann, and Jonah Bride in the top of the fifth. Yeah, the first pitch to Wade is swung on and popped up behind the mound. Moran, the third baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the fifth inning. Wade is retired, and now Kyle McCann will be the hitter. More results from yesterday. Second place Reno could have picked up a game on first place Oklahoma City with a win last night in El Paso. They did not get a win in El Paso. In fact, they lost 15-3. There's Malone with his pitch to McCann, who homered last time up, and it's down low for a ball. The other day in Albuquerque, Zach Deloach had a five-hit game for the Red Ears. He was the first Tacoma player to have a five-hit game since Jansen Witte in August of 2021. Here's one down low to McCann. Well, Witte plays for El Paso now, and last night he had a five-hit game. He was 5-for-5 with three singles and two doubles, and he drove in five runs. Here's a swing and a bouncer fair to first base and fielded by the first baseman Valleca, and he takes it to the bag for the out. And neither Valleca nor the batter McCann seemed to realize right away that that was a fair ball. It was hit right down the line and hopped over the bag, thus a fair ball, and the umpire waved it fair, and Valleca said, oh, I better get over there, and turned it into an out. So two men are gone in the fifth. And now Jonah Bride is the batter. Bride's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a ground out. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. One other game yesterday, Sugarland lost at home to Salt Lake 13-6 as Salt Lake had 15 hits. So there's one high, 1-1 now. The Bees now have Jake Lamb, who was a Mariner for a while last year, Seattle guy. Here's one down low for a ball to Bride. And Lamb had two hits, a homer, and four runs batted in yesterday for the Bees. Now, next pitch is in there for a strike. Another of their guys with a lot of big league experience, David Fletcher, had three hits and scored two runs for the Angels AAA club yesterday. Two balls, two strikes to Jonah Bride. Malone into his motion of the pitch is swung on and flared behind second, and that's going to drop in shallow center field and be a base hit for Bride. He loops one in there for a two-out single, and that is Las Vegas's first hit of this game that is not a homer. Their first three hits were all homers. And now they have a single. There's action in the right ears bullpen, and that may be it for Malone, who is at 70 pitches in this game. And Lewis Boyd, the right ears fill-in manager for the rest of this week, is going to make the pitching change and bring in a new pitcher to face Connor Capel with two outs and a runner at first. So we'll take a break in the broadcast for this pitching change with the score Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're in the top of the fifth inning. Tequila 4, Las Vegas 4. Two outs and a runner at first base. Connor Capel coming to the plate. The Red Ears have brought in right-hander Stephen Kolek from the bullpen. Kolek in relief of Tommy Malone, who went 4 2/3 innings tonight, allowed four runs all earned. He's responsible for the runner at first base. Malone walked one and struck out four. So Kolek ready to face the left-hand hitting Capel. And the right-hander's pitch is swung on and bounced on one hop back to the hill. Kolek fields it, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Quick and easy. Kolek throws one pitch and puts an end to the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left for the Aviators. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 4. New pitcher for Vegas, right-hander Aaron Wilkerson is into the game. I missed the Red Ears question of the day today. I've been busy and I missed it, and also still a little bit disgusted after yesterday's Jelly Beans debacle. All right, Wilkerson in for Adam Oler, who went four innings, allowed five hits and four runs all earned. Oler walked three and struck out four. And Wilkerson facing Pat Valeko, who's taking his first plate appearance of the game. First pitch was ball one. Next pitch is catches the outside edge for a called strike, 1-1. Valeko hitting .246 for the Red Ears. And he takes one of the dirt for a ball. Wilkerson for the Aviators, 1-1 with a 7.88 ERA. He's started two games this year. This is his fifth appearance out of the bullpen. And his next pitch is high for a ball. Three and one. And now a swing and a drive down the right field line, slicing foul. And out of play. Valeka now with a full count to 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swung on and yanked deep to left, but playable for the left fielder Brooks, who makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. Valleca pulled it to left field, got under it a little bit. So now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. The way the ball's flying out of the park tonight, you think everything hit in the air has a chance to get out. And the pitch to O'Keefe misses for a ball, 1-0. Is fastball called a strike. 1-1 now. Mike Ford, who homered his last time up, is on deck. And this pitch is down low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rainiers have had home runs hit tonight by Jake Shiner and Mike Ford. The Aviators have homers by Dermis Garcia, Kyle McCann, and Zach Geloff. 2-1 to O'Keefe, swing and a miss at a heater. And the count's even 2-2. Wilkerson, 34-year-old righty, just entered this game. Big league time with the Brewers. Misses up and away with a pitch. Now his next pitch is hit high in the air towards right field, and Thomas is under this one, and he makes the catch, and that's out number 2. A couple of fly ball outs here in the fifth. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. Ford's homer in the third inning, 112 miles per hour off the bat, a line shot to right field. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Called a strike, 1-1. Wilkerson's back in the States this year after spending last year pitching in Japan for Hanshin Tigers. 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. He was last in the major leagues in 2019 with Milwaukee. One-two pitch to Ford. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, went up the ladder with a fastball, and Ford strikes out for the final out here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Rainiers go in order. 3 up, 3 down in the fifth. First time Tacoma has gone down in order today. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 4.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On to the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium. 4-4 tied the Red Ears and the Aviators. Steven Kolak came in from the bullpen and recorded the final out in the fifth inning, throwing only one pitch. He stays in the game to work the sixth. He'll face Jordan Diaz, Cody Thomas, and Zach Geloff, the 3-4 and 5 hitters for Vegas. Here's his pitch to Jordan Diaz, and it is fouled away. There's strike one. Diaz is 0 for 2 in this game with a strikeout and a pop-up. Next pitch misses for a ball. One-one delivery from Kolak. Breaking ball inside, 2-1. Two-one coming. Fastball catches the outside edge. That evens things up, 2-2. Kolak was a starter at AA Arkansas last year. They moved him to the bullpen this year, and he began the year with Arkansas, got off to a great start, and was promoted to Tacoma. Here's a bouncer to short, picked up by McCoy, throws to first in time for the out. Diaz bounces out to Mason McCoy, and one man is out of the sixth. This little backhand pickup, McCoy making that look easy. And now Thomas will be the batter. Now the pitch is bounced to the left of the mound, charged and picked up by Moran, throws to first, too late. Legging out at infield single is Cody Thomas. And that is the fifth hit for the Aviators. So now we have identical line scores on the scoreboard of 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for each team. Zach Geloff, the batter, he tied it up with his homer in the fourth. Kolak with the pitch, and it is outside and in the dirt. Now the 1-0. And it's grounded to the right side and through a big hole on the right side and into the outfield. That's a base hit for Geloff. And Thomas takes second, and the Aviators are threatening now with runners at first and second and one out at the top of the sixth inning. Dermis Garcia now the hitter. There's a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Kolak trying to get a double play ball here. Nice grounder right to McCoy. That's what you're looking for. 1-0 pitch. Slider called a strike. 1-1. Here's a slider away. Two on delivery. Swing and a foul back. Counts even, 2-2. Thank you. Now there's a slider away, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So 2 on, 1 out, full count, and the runners do not go, and the pitch is outside, ball 4 into the backstop, and O'Keefe collects it to prevent any further advancement, but it is a walk that loads the bases. Thomas taking third, Geloff takes second, and Dermis Garcia down to first base. Bases loaded, 1 out for Trenton Brooks. And now the Red Ears fill-in pitching coach, Max Wiener, is on his way out to the mound. And the Red Ears right now have their manager, John Russell, away for his son's high school graduation. And pitching coach Jairo Cuevas also away, although Jairo is supposed to be back tomorrow. And Max Wiener is the Mariners minor league pitching coordinator, and he's filling in. So there's talking to Kolek out there right now. And the Rainiers are warming up Rob Kaminsky in the bullpen. Conference on the mound breaks up. Well, nowhere to put Brooks. Bases loaded, 1 out. Can still get out of it with a double play. Brooks is 0-for-2 in this game with 2 flyouts. He's been a hot hitter for Vegas. And he takes the first pitch a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Brooks has hit safely in 14 of his last 15 games. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. High ball 3. Kolek missing upstairs. And this one's high ball 4. Wow. 4-pitch walk to force in the go-ahead run. Thomas scores from third. Geloff takes third. Garcia down to second. And Brooks walks on 4 pitches. So it is 5-4 Vegas. And now Tyler Wade will be the batter. Last night the Red Ears scored a key run on a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the 10th. And now it's Vegas' turn. Pitches in for a strike to Tyler Wade. 0-1 the count. Now there's one outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. And there's ball 3 outside. Well, again, nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, 1 out. 3 balls, 1 strike to Tyler Wade. And Kolek with the pitch. And there's a swing and a miss for strike 2, and the count goes full. So full count now with the bases loaded and 1 out. And the payoff pitch is swung on and lined towards left, and that gets down for a base hit. Fielded on a hop by Shiner, and one run's going to score, and that's it, as Garcia stops at third. It's an RBI single for Wade, and Vegas now leads 6-4. And now Kyle McCann is the batter. And here comes Lewis Boyd, and they're going to make the move to the bullpen and get Rob Kaminsky into this game. So we'll take a break in the action here for our pitching change here at the top of the sixth inning. Two runs are in, and the bases are loaded with one out. Our score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, it's 6-4 Vegas with the lead over the Red Ears, and they have the bases loaded with one out and Kyle McCann coming to the plate. Rob Kaminsky in from the Red Ears bullpen, 1-0 with a 2.63 ERA in 11 outings. And Kaminsky with the left versus left advantage on McCann, and the pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is fouled away. There's strike two. Well, Kaminsky would love a strikeout here. Got a chance here. He has struck out 15 and walked 5 in 13 and two-thirds innings this year. The 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Kaminsky with a 1-2 pitch, and it's low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, swung on and looped out into right center, and that's a base hit. And scoring is Garcia. Brooks is right behind him. He's going to score as well. Going all the way to third is Wade. It's a two-run single for Kyle McCann. And this is turning into a big inning for Las Vegas. Four runs are in. There's still only one out, and they now lead 8-4. Kyle McCann with a two-run single. He's been really productive against the Rainiers. Jonah Bride hits the first pitch on the ground up the middle and past the diving McCoy, and that's into center field, a base hit. And Wade scores. McCann stops at second. Jonah Bride with a single. Five runs in the inning, and it is 9-4 Las Vegas. So Jonah Bride with the RBI single. He now has 10 hits in his last 21 at-bats. Capel, the batter, he's 0 for 3 in this one. And the pitch from Kaminsky is a fastball called a strike. Yeah, the 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, low and away, 2-1. Kaminsky, 28-year-old lefty from New Jersey. Now with his 2-1 pitch to Capel. And it is in there for a called strike. Time called by Capel. Now the 2-2. Outside, ball three. Vegas has scored more runs in this inning than they did in either of the first two games of this series. Three-two pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is cranked high and deep towards right center field. Giving chase is Larson, but this one is gone. A three-run home run for Connor Capel of Las Vegas. That is his first home run of the season. And this is an eight-run inning for Las Vegas, who now leads it 12-4. What an uprising. Connor Capel with a three-run shot to right center. And now the Aviators have batted around. Jordan Diaz, who made the only out of this inning, will bat for his second time. And he takes a strike. Next pitch is down and in for a ball. A swing and a foul out of play. Well, the Aviators had the biggest inning the Red Ears have allowed this year. Back in April in Vegas, they had a 10-run inning against Tacoma down there. And now they have an 8-run inning here. And it's not over yet. Now there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Jordan Diaz, who has made two of the three outs this inning. And if he makes the third out of the inning, this has really turned into a disaster. Cody Thomas now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Kaminsky's pitch is down low. One 0 pitch grounded right to the second baseman Hernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and that puts an end to the top of the sixth inning. Wow. 11 men come to the plate. Las Vegas puts a snowman up there. 8 runs on the scoreboard at the top of the sixth inning, and they do it with six hits. There were no Tacoma errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 12, Tacoma 4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 12, Tacoma 4. And Jake Schneider leading things off against Aaron Wilkerson, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Schneider hit a two-run homer in the first, which gave the Red Deers a 3-0 lead at the time. The 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. And this pitch is fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. There's a slider outside. Full count, 3-2. Mariners just won. They beat the A's 3-2 and sweep the four-game series. 3-2 pitch is up and in for a ball. And did Schneider know that was ball four? He hesitated for a while before making any move to take off his shin guard and head down to first base, but Schneider has walked, and he is on to get things started in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Zach Deloach is the batter. He's grounded out and walked so far. Now there's a pitch in for a strike. Now swinging a foul tip, and Deloach is behind in the count, 0-2. O-2 coming. And it is up high, one ball, two strikes. Swing and a foul, out of play. Mariners won 3-2, getting two solo homers from Ty France. They had an eight-inning pitching performance from Logan Gilbert. As Deloach lines one into center field, and there's a base hit to extend his hitting streak. Shiner's around second. He will go to third. And Zach Deloach has a single, and he has a 12-game hitting streak. And the Red Deers have runners at first and third with nobody out. So Deloach strokes a single into center. That's his 50th hit of the year. Triple-A rookie having a good first campaign. He and Shiner have been outstanding. Here's Jack Larson, another Triple-A rookie, who's kind of just getting started, only his 15th game. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Mariners ended up winning that game in the eighth inning. It was tied 2-2, and they won it in Pacific Coast League fashion. Eugenio Suarez batting with the bases loaded in a tie game drew a walk to force in what turned out to be the winning run. Here's a base hit into right field off the bat of Larson, and Shiner's going to score. Taking second is Deloach. Jack Larson with the RBI single, and it is 12-5. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Larson with his seventh RBI. And the Aviators pitching coach, Brian Corey, went out for a very quick visit. Moran, 1-for-2 with a single and a line out. Wilkerson's ready. Here's his pitch, and it is a fastball call to strike. One pitch down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. So the Mariners with their win have won four in a row. They're now two games over 500 at 26-24. Pitch to Moran's, a swing and a foul back. The Mariners' homestand continues, and it's about to get a lot tougher. This is something we haven't said in a few years. It's about to get a lot tougher with a pretty good Pittsburgh Pirates team coming into town. Pirates are on the rise. 1-2 pitch is swung on and pulled on one hop to second. Geloff to Wade for one on to first. There's two, a double play. Deloach advances to third. But now two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cesar Hernandez will be the hitter. The Pirates are going to be a warm-up for the Yankees, who come in to Seattle for a three-game series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Here's the pitch to Hernandez, and it's inside for a ball. There's the 1-0 now. And it's swung on and popped up high in the sky to shallow center. And in comes Capel, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers settle for one run at the bottom of the sixth inning on two hits. No errors and one left. We go to the seventh inning. It's Las Vegas 12, Tacoma 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
On we go to the seventh inning. Las Vegas scored eight runs in the sixth, and thus they lead this game by a score of 12-5. Rob Kaminsky got the final two outs of the sixth inning, and he is still in there to begin the seventh. He'll face Zach Geloff, Dermis Garcia, and Trenton Brooks. Pitch to Geloff is taken outside for a ball. Geloff's 2-for-3 with a single and a homer. Aviators have hit four home runs in this contest. 1-0 pitch is down and in for a ball. 2-0 the count. We're going to check out our Mariner Farm report. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Geloff. Double-A Arkansas was a 6-2 winner last night over the Texas Rangers affiliate, Frisco. The Mariners Double-A team is at home in Little Rock, Arkansas right now, as here's one up high. And Robert Perez Jr., who has worn a Rainier's uniform before. He had a double and drove in two runs for Arkansas yesterday. There's a foul out of play by Geloff. Perez Jr. hitting 272 with 32 runs batted in heading into play today. 3-2 pitch pulled to the hole between short and third and threw into left field, and Geloff has his third hit of the night, a single through the left side. And now Dermis Garcia will bat for his fourth time. He is homered, flied out, and walked. Let's go, Peter! Named a no from Double-A Arkansas, the bullpen, Nathan Adcock. Very hard thrower. He's had a lot of injury problems, but now healthy. Here's a strike to Garcia. He pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning with two strikeouts for Arkansas last night, and might see him in a Rainier's uniform someday. So here's a pitch outside to Garcia. Now there's one down low to Garcia, 2-1. Swinging a little roller to third, slowly hit. Moran charges and has it, throws to first. Too late. Garcia legs out an infield single on a slow bouncer up the third baseline. Geloff taking second, and there are two on with no one out in the top of the seventh inning. Trenton Brooks, the hitter. And here's a bouncer to McCoy. Fields it behind second, touches the bag for one, throws to first, there's two. The Red Ears get a double play off the bat of Brooks. Geloff ends up at third. And the pitch to Wade misses for a ball. Next pitch outside for a ball to Ado. Two-oh pitch. In for a strike, 2-1. Now foul straight into the ground. Even count, 2-2. Good pitching performance at Class A Everett last night from Nick Davila, who was with the Rainiers and got sent to Everett. Even though he was pitching extremely well here. So here's one down low to Wade. And the count goes full, 3-2. Davila tossed 5 shutout innings for the Aqua Sox. Striking out 8, walked only 1. He should do really well there. Here's a swing and a grounder into left field. A base hit for Wade, and scoring is Geloff. And it's now 13-5, Las Vegas. Now Kyle McCann will be the hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. There's one outside, 2 balls, no strikes. A swing and a foul, and that just got O'Keefe straight into the ground and came up and got him. And he's in a lot of pain right now. The trainer's out to check on O'Keefe. As he is feeling it. Looks like he's going to try to stay in the game here. Tough night for the Red Ears. On the scoreboard, they've had guys get beat up. O'Keefe taking a shot right there. Well, he's ready to catch again, so here we go. 2 balls, 1 strike to McCann. And Kaminsky's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Count is full, 3-2. Rainiers have a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Looks like Nolan Blackwood. Yeah. Now the pitch is foul, tipped at the plate. Still three balls, two strikes to McCann. Now the 3-2 is lined towards right center, and that's going to be a base hit. Running over to cut it off is DeLoach. Wade is being waved around third. Here's the relay to the plate from the shortstop McCoy, and it's not in time. Scoring is Wade. McCann is at second base with a double and an RBI, and it is 14-5. So Wade scoring all the way from first base on this two-out double off the bat of Kyle McCann. This relay was strong, but Wade able to slide in there ahead of the tag. Now a visit to the mound to chat with Kaminsky. Kyle McCann, 3-for-4 in this game with a single, a double, a homer, and 5 runs batted in. So he is the proverbial triple away from hitting for this cycle. And he's just having a monstrous game in the number 9 spot of the order for Las Vegas. Jonah Bride now the batter. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Now this pitch misses ball 2-2. Two oh pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1. Now there's a pitch inside, 3 balls, 1 strike. Three-one delivery, swung on, grounded towards third, fielded by Moran, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. But Vegas adds a couple more runs in the top of the seventh inning, 2 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left, and we go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Aviators with the lead, 14-5. Right, here's a send to the plate. Mason McCoy, Pat Valleca, and Brian O'Keefe to face the right-hander Aaron Wilkerson. Mason McCoy settles into the batter's box. He's 1-for-3 with a double back in the first inning. This game was tied 4-4 after 5, and Vegas scored 8 runs in the 6th and 2 more in the 7th. Pitch 2, McCoy is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch. Check swing, and he held up in time. 1-1. Now McCoy hits one in the air to shallow left, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Mason McCoy has his second hit of the night, a single to left. Hit number 8 for the right ears this evening. And the leadoff man is on for Pat Valleca. Valleca flied out to left field in his only plate appearance. He entered the game with Cade Marlowe left. Marlowe swung and missed at a pitch to strike out to end the second inning and immediately left the game. We don't know officially why yet, but hope he didn't hurt himself swinging. So here's a swing and a foul back by Valleca. Now the 0-1 pitch coming. And this one is called a strike. 0-2. All-Star Games coming to Seattle pretty soon. It'll be here before you know it. Going to be a fun week with all kinds of all-star events in the downtown corridors. Here's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Valleca has struck out, one away in the bottom of the 7th. One of the things that will be happening is the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game will be played on the weekend prior to the All-Star break. And that's a gathering of the top prospects around the sport from all around the minor leagues. So here's a pitch up high for a ball to O'Keefe. And they have kind of honorary managers and coaches, although there is a game that they have to run. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a foul out of play. And they named the managers and coaching staffs for the futures game, and it's a whole bunch of former Mariners and Rainiers even. In fact, Raul Ibanez is going to manage one of the two teams. Now a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. Harold Reynolds is going to manage the other one. Ibanez played a lot of games here at Cheney Stadium. Harold Reynolds never played here. Well, not as a Rainier. He probably played here as a visitor. 1-2 pitch is a check swing, and O'Keefe went around. That's strike three, and two men are gone at the bottom of the seventh. And now Mike Ford will be the batter. Mariners special assistants and Hall of Famers, Alvin Davis and Dan Wilson, both of whom have been here this week. They're going to be coaching in that Futures game, along with many popular former Mariners from around the 2000 heyday, the 2001 years. As here's a pop-up to second that's caught. Ford is retired on a pop-up to Geloff, and that does it for Tacoma in the seventh. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on, and we go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
We go to the eighth inning of play. It is 14-5. The Aviators with the lead. Rainiers go to the bullpen and bring in the sidearmer Nolan Blackwood to work the top of the eighth. And he is on in relief of Rob Kaminsky. Kaminsky went 1 2/3, allowed 7 hits and 5 runs. No walks, 1 strikeout. Blackwood appearing in his 16th game, 0-1 with a 7.13 ERA. He'll face Connor Capel, who hit a 3-run homer his last time up, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming. And that's over for a called strike. 0-2 the count. And this one misses for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The home run that Capel hit in the sixth inning. Sears one down low for a ball. It was the first homer that Kaminsky has allowed this year. He was the last Rainiers pitcher who has not allowed a homer, as here's a swing and a miss. Strike three, down goes Capel. Other than Marcus Walden, who just joined the team 2 days ago. So Kaminsky was the last Rainiers pitcher of the guys who have been here for a while who had not given up a homer this year until today. Jordan Diaz now the batter. And he swings and misses. There's strike one. One pitch swung on and lined towards left center, and that's going to be a base hit and probably extra bases. Over to cut it off is Shiner on his way to second, and the throw comes into second, and they got him at second base. Shiner throws to Cesar Hernandez, and he put the tag on Diaz, and that is the second out of the inning, and Diaz will get credited with a single, but he's out trying to stretch it into a double. Shiner racing over from left to cut this ball off. Wheeled and fired it to Hernandez. As now the pitch to Thomas misses for a ball, 1-0. Diaz, who was just sent down from the big leagues, was standing around after that play at second base, wishing that they could go to the replay like they do in the majors. So here's one outside to Thomas, 2-0. Yeah, the majors in a close play like that, you hang around until you get the sign from the dugout as to whether they're going to challenge it or not. Next pitch misses, ball three. And they have each team has a guy who just sits in a cubbyhole watching different angles of plays, making snap decisions whether something should be challenged or not. As there's ball four to Thomas. And he heads down to first base. Zach Geloff is 3-for-4 in this game with two singles and a homer. And the pitch is swung on and skied high in the air to center field. Plenty of room for Deloach to operate out here, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the eighth inning. Vegas does not score in the top of the eighth. They have a hit, and they leave a runner stranded, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
On we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5. Jake Shiner just got an outfield assist in the top of this inning, throwing out a runner at second base from left field, and he leads off the bottom of the eighth. He's 1-for-2 with a homer and a walk, and he takes a breaking ball from Aaron Wilkerson for ball one. 1-0 the count. Now Wilkerson into his motion of the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. 1-1 now. One pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count moves to 1-2. 1-2 pitch coming. And the pitch is outside, 2-2. Two-two delivery. Fastball outside, ball three. And the payoff is swung on and hit in the air to center field. Coming in on the ball is Capel. He can't get it. It falls in for a hit. And Shiner is on with a leadoff single in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that's the Red Deer's ninth hit of this game. They've had a good game offensively with 5 runs on 9 hits here. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. He has singled and walked so far. Pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. Rainier scored 5 runs on 9 hits yesterday, and that was a win. And they scored 5 runs on 7 hits on Tuesday, and that was a win. 5 runs on 9 hits today. Not going to be a win. Now a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to Deloach. Deloach back in the batter's box now. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch is a breaking ball inside, 1-2. Two delivery, fouled behind home plate and out of play. Still 1-2. On deck is Jack Larson, and after him, Colin Moran. This series continues with a 7:05 game tomorrow night. It's fireworks night here at Cheney. Rainiers have Connor Wade on the hill against Zach Neal of Las Vegas. Now the pitch is high. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Deloach. Saturday, we start at 6:05. Jose Rodriguez for the Red Deers against Hogan Harris for the Aviators. And then the day game on Sunday is at 1:35. Marcus Walden against Colton Eastman. Breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Deloach, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. That's 4 strikeouts for Wilkerson. And now Jack Larson is the batter. Larson's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And the pitch is a fastball upstairs. Up high, 2 balls, no strikes. Orioles beat the Yankees today in New York 3-1. Sort of an announcement by the Orioles that they are in the mix in the AL East, taking 2 out of 3 at Yankee Stadium. And they're 33-17, and would be the talk of the American League if it weren't for Tampa. Today, Kyle Gibson pitched 7 shutout innings for Baltimore. So here's a pitch in there for a called strike to Larson. The AL East is just loaded with Tampa winning today. They're 37-15. The Orioles are only 3 games behind at 33-17. And the Yankees are 30-22. That's a good record. Here's one in for a strike to Larson. The Red Sox have been better than anticipated. Now a swing and a miss. And that is strike 3. Larson goes down swinging at a high fastball. Wilkerson with 5 strikeouts now. 2 away at the bottom of the 8th. And now Colin Moran will be the hitter. Moran's 1-for-3 with a single. Now swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch down and in. Oh, one pitch, swung on, bounced on a couple of hops to the second baseman, Geloff, who fields it and throws out Moran at first, and that wraps up the bottom of the 8th inning. No runs on a hit, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the 9th inning. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go to the 9th inning. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5. Dermis Garcia to start things off. He'll be followed by Trenton Brooks and Tyler Wade for Las Vegas. Since the 6th inning, it has been all Las Vegas. Prior to that, we had a 4-4 tie. So the pitch to Garcia is outside for a ball. But years of experience have taught me that if a team scores 8 runs in an inning, they usually take control of the game. There's your baseball deep knowledge for tonight. That's the insight you are looking for. The old 8-run inning will get them every time. 2-0 pitch. Catches the outside edge. 2-1 now to Dermis Garcia. Now this pitch is popped up, foul, first base side, might be playable. Valleca over in front of the dugout, makes the attempt, had it in his glove as he hit the railing and it popped out and landed in the dugout. So close, but just a foul ball and Garcia stays alive. Baleka had to run over right in front of the dugout. The Aviators players bailing out. Baleka had it there for a moment, hit that railing and lost it. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Blackwood gets his man anyway. Garcia strikes out, and one man is out at the top of the ninth. Now Trenton Brooks is the batter. Brooks is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Cardinals beat the Reds today 2-1. Nolan Gorman with a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning. Here's one outside for a ball. The Cardinals are almost, but not quite yet, recovered from their dreadful start to the season. They have now pulled within six games of 500 at 23-29, as here's one outside. So when do you think they'll get over 500? July 1st? I set that as the date. 3-0 pitch outside, ball four. Brooks draws the walk, and he will head down to first base. And now Tyler Wade will be the hitter. Things got wonky at Coors Field today, where the Rockies blew a 6-2 lead in the ninth inning to the visiting Marlins, but then won the game anyway in the bottom of the ninth, 7-6. Ezekiel Tovar, their rookie shortstop, had a game-winning RBI single. So there's a strike to Tyler Wade. Oh, one pitch in there for a strike. Padres had a dramatic three-run homer at the top of the ninth to turn a loss into a win in D.C. today, 8-6 over the Nationals. Foul tip by Wade, 0-2 now. O-2 pitch, low. Austin Riley hit a couple of homers for the Braves tonight, and they beat the Phillies 8-5. 1-2 is low now, 2-2 to Wade. Two pitch, outside, ball three. So three balls, two strikes to Wade with a runner at first and one out in the ninth. And the payoff is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Over is Larson and DeLoach. And Larson, the right fielder, makes the catch. And that's out number two in the top of the ninth inning. Kyle McCann will now be the batter. McCann, left-hand hitting catcher, has singled, doubled, and homered, 3-for-4. A triple away from hitting for the cycle. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. The other day in this league, El Paso's shortstop, Jose Iglesias, longtime major leaguer, now in AAA with the Pods, he hit for the cycle, and he got the triple as the last hit in the ninth inning. McCann fouls one off, 1-1. It's sort of a running joke in the minor leagues about being a triple away from hitting for the cycle, because that situation actually comes up pretty frequently. And of course, the triple's the hardest hit to get. It's the rarest hit. So here's one outside. And that's what made it kind of fun when Iglesias for El Paso the other day was a triple shy, and he actually hit a triple in the ninth inning. This one's inside, and it hit McCann on the foot. And he is hobbling a bit as he is plunked on the shoe by that pitch, and he is going to be awarded first base. And he's going to head down there, and Brooks will take second. McCann moving slowly, but not being visited by the trainer, not yet anyway. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Blackwood for a moment. Jonah Bride will now be the batter. And the plate umpire, Jose Matamoros, who took a shot to the face mask himself earlier in this game, he's going to go break up the meeting. It's funny how you could play several games in a row with no injury concerns or anything. No visits to the field by the athletic trainer. And then you just have one night where all of a sudden the trainers are out there all the time and guys are getting hit by pitches and foul balls. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Bride. Even the umpire taking a shot in this one. Well, one pitch inside for a ball. 1-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Deer's scheduled hitters are Hernandez, McCoy, and Baleka. There's a strike to Bride, 1-2. Swinging a foul back now, still 1-2. The Major League home run leader hit another one today. Pete Alonso for the Mets hit number 19. Part of a 10-1 Mets win at Wrigley. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the right side. This should do it. Valleca, the first baseman on the grass, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Vegas does not score the top of the ninth. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We are going to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 5. And a new pitcher is into the ballgame for Vegas. They are turning it over to Chase Cohen, a right-hander who is making his fourth appearance. He's allowed 8 runs in 5 2/3 innings for Vegas this year. He's going to face Cesar Hernandez, who leads things off for Tacoma. And here's the pitch from Cohen. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez, switch hitter batting left, takes the next pitch down and in for a ball. Cohen, the A's ninth round pick in 2018 out of Georgia Southern. And he began this year with AA Midland. Was pitching very well there and got promoted. And now Hernandez laces a base hit off him the other way. So Cesar Hernandez with a leadoff single in the bottom of the ninth for Tacoma. And that is the 10th hit. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy's 2-for-5 with a single and a double. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. McCoy. Right-hand hitter facing the righty, Cohen. And there's a breaking ball outside. So let's see here, a 9-run rally. That would just tie it. Let's increase the goal here. We need a 10-run rally. We don't want to play extras. So 10-run rally. So here's a pitch in there, first strike, 1-2. The Red Ears. Would need to send. Well, everyone's going to have to bat in this inning plus more than that. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. And the Rainiers would be setting a season high. The most runs they have scored in an inning this year is 8. And that came early. That was opening day in Oklahoma City. So here's a pop-up foul. Out of play on the first base side. And it was an 8-run seventh inning in the season opener in Oklahoma City. The Red Ears led 6-4 after 6 innings and then put 8 on the board in an inning in which they sent 14 batters to the plate. Two pitch. Outside for a ball, 3-2. You never know when it's going to happen, the big inning. Who's to say it can't happen in the bottom of the ninth? Time called by McCoy. Three, two coming. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and one man is out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So McCoy, K's, and now Pat Valleca will be the batter. Pitch to Valleca is swung on and stung off the end of the bat, foul towards the Vegas bullpen. Off the very end of the stick, as it turned out. Oh, one pitch in the dirt, and that'll bounce away from the catcher and Hernandez takes second base on the wild pitch. So 1-1 now. Now this pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play down the first baseline. 1-2. Yeah, the 1-2 is high, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Grounded to short. That's scooped up by Wade, and he throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brian O'Keefe up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Rainier's down 14-5. Rainier's four-game win streak is very much on the ropes here. The first pitch is a strike to O'Keefe. The Rainiers have had several four-game winning streaks. Three, to be exact. So now here's one outside for a ball. They have not had a five-game winning streak yet this season. Here's the 1-1 on its way to O'Keefe. And that stung towards right center field. Capel on the run in the alley. He can't get it. It's going to get through to the fence. And Hernandez will score. And O'Keefe will check in at second base with a two-out RBI double. And it's 14-6. Now Mike Ford will take another at bat. He's 1-for-4 with a solo homer tonight. Ford hit his 11th homer of the year back in the third inning. A rocket of a line drive to right field. And he takes this pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Coming. Swung on, grounded off the base, but it bounces to the first baseman, Garcia, who races forward to the bag and beats him there for the final out of this ball game. And the Aviators take it by the final score of 14-6. The 8-run inning was a killer today, that's for sure. We'll tell you about it in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, Vegas wins this one with one big inning that proved to be decisive today in a game in which the ball was flying out of the ballpark here at Cheney Stadium. It started at the bottom of the first. The Riders put three on the board to take an early lead against Adam Aller, the starter for Vegas. Mason McCoy led off with a double. Cade Marlowe singled to right field, bringing him in. Just two batters in, it was 1-0. And then with two outs in the inning, Jake Schiner pulled a two-run homer down the left field line for his team-leading 14th of the year. And the Rainiers were up 3-0 and had Tommy Malone on the mound. Felt pretty good about it. But with two outs in the second, Darmis Garcia ripped a homer to left field, his 8th of the year. That was solo, made it 3-1. But then in the third, Malone walked Tyler Wade, the only batter he walked in his start today. And then Kyle McCann followed with an opposite field two-run homer to left. That tied the game up 3-3. We went to the bottom of the third. Mike Ford put the Red Ears back out in front with a line shot of a homer to right field, his 11th of the year. And the Red Ears were up 4-3. That was short-lived. Very next inning, top of the fourth, one out. Zach Geloff lofted a fly ball over the fence in left field, his fourth of the year, and we were once again tied 4-4. Pitching settled down for a couple of innings. We went to the sixth. It was still 4-4. The Rainiers had pulled Malone with two outs in the fifth, bringing in Steven Kolek, who got the last out of the fifth on one pitch. And in the sixth, he retired the leadoff man, Jordan Diaz. Little did we know at the time that the Rainiers would not get another out until Diaz batted again. Eight straight Vegas batters reached base, and all of them scored. Cody Thomas hit an infield single. Zach Geloff singled to right. Darmis Garcia walked. That loaded him up. Trenton Brooks walked on four pitches. That forced in the go-ahead run, made it 5-4. Tyler Wade then singled to left field, bringing in a run to make it 6-4. That was it for Kolek. Right here's brought in Rob Kaminsky, who's had a knack for getting out of jams this year, but he did not today. Kyle McCann greeted him with a two-run single. Then Jonah Bride singled. That drove in another run. And then Connor Capel hit a three-run homer to right center field, his first of the year. That made it an eight-run inning, and Vegas was ahead 12-4. And that basically ended the game. It's hard to recover from an eight-run inning. The Rainiers did get a run in the sixth when Jack Larson had an RBI single. Vegas tacked on two more runs just for fun in the seventh. And the Rainiers got another run with two outs in the ninth. Brian O'Keefe hit an RBI double, but they fall in this one. Final score, Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 6. Here are the final totals for the Aviators. 14 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left five stranded. Tacoma scores 6 runs on 11 hits, no errors, leaves 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Aaron Wilkerson for Vegas in relief. He went 4 innings, allowed 1 run. He gets the win. He is 2-1. Kolek, the loss for the Red Ears, he's 0-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 50 minutes, and the attendance was 4,336. The Red Ears needed this win to get to 500. Alas, it didn't happen. They fall to 23-25 on the year. Vegas is now 22-26. Game 4 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night and will begin at 7:05. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears against Zach Neal for Las Vegas. We'll start our pregame show at 6:55. Aviators win it 14-6, the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Las Vegas wins this one by a final score of 14-6. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners win today. The M's beat the A's 3-2, making it a four-game sweep of the Athletics. Ty France hit two solo homers. Oakland had a two-run homer early against Logan Gilbert from Seth Brown. That was in the first inning. But the Mariners tied it up with the France homers, and Gilbert didn't allow anything else. He went eight innings and gave up just those two runs. Mariners took the lead in the bottom of the eighth when they loaded the bases, and Eugenio Suarez drew a bases-loaded walk. That put him ahead, and Paul Sewald nailed down the save, his 11th. Mariners beat the A's 3-2, the final score. Tampa knocked off Toronto 6-3 as Zach Eflin picked up his 7th win, allowing just one run in 7 innings for Tampa Bay. Detroit was a 7-2 winner over the White Sox. Alex Fiedo for the Tigers had a career-high 10 strikeouts over 6 innings against the Sox. And Baltimore was a 3-1 winner in New York over the Yankees as Kyle Gibson tossed 7 shutout innings of 2-hit ball, and the Orioles took 2 out of 3 in that series. In National League play, the Cardinals beat the Reds 2-1. Nolan Gorman hit a go-ahead RBI double in the 8th inning, and Miles Mikolas tossed 7 shutout innings for the Cardinals. Colorado had a 6-2 lead going to the 9th inning at home over the Marlins and blew it. The Marlins scored 4 times in the top of the 9th inning to tie the game 6-6. But the Rockies just won it anyway in the bottom of the 9th on a game-winning RBI single by Ezekiel Tovar. San Diego tops the Nationals 8-6. They were trailing 6-5 in the 9th, and Runget Odor hit a 3-run homer, and the Padres got the win on the road. Atlanta was an 8-5 winner at home over the Phillies as Austin Riley homered twice and drove in 3 runs. Travis d'Arnaud had the go-ahead hit, a 2-run single in the 8th. And the Mets pounded out 15 hits and mashed the Cubbies at Wrigley 10-1. Pete Alonso with a homer. He leads the majors with 19. And finally, the Giants shut out the Brewers today 5-0 as 6 pitchers combined on the shutout for San Francisco. Michael Conforto was 4-for-4 at the plate with a homer. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Las Vegas was a winner over the Red Ears 14-6. We'll be back with more right after this.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service. You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, Vegas wins this one 14-6 over the Red Ears, ending Tacoma's four-game winning streak. This was a tie game after 5-4-4, and then Vegas put 8 runs up there in a span of 8 batters in the top of the 6th inning, and they coasted to the victory from there. So the Red Ears will try to start a new winning streak tomorrow at 7:05. Couple highlights for Tacoma tonight. Jake Schneider hit his team-leading 14th homer. He's second in the league. Mike Ford hit an absolute laser shot to right field for his 11th homer of the year. Zach DeLoach extended his hitting streak to 12 in a row with a 1-for-3 game. He also drew a walk. And Mason McCoy's been warming up at the plate. He had 2 hits today, and that's good to see as well. But pitching wasn't having a good one. The pitching's been really good in recent games, not so much today. And Vegas takes it 14-6, the final score. There were some high-scoring games in the Pacific Coast League, as there always are. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 18-6. In Albuquerque, the Express had 20 hits. El Paso outlasted Reno 9-7 in El Paso. Oklahoma City defeated Sacramento 11-4 in Sacramento, and the Dodgers are now 35-13 and in first place by 6 games now over Reno, who is in second. And one normal scoring baseball game, Sugar Land beat Salt Lake today 4-3. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow at 7:05. Connor Wade starts for the Red Ears, Zach Neal for Vegas, and we'll start the pregame rolling at 6:55. And the Red Ears will try to bounce back from this one and see if they can get a winning streak started once again tomorrow night here at 7:05. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Las Vegas 14, Tacoma 6. Have a great night.